the staff of Fox News.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, February 18, 2020. The time is now 7:52. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 28, 2019 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor, except Commissioner Rogers. He's absent, excused this evening.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We're going to skip around on the agenda tonight. So, Commissioner Petracco, I'm going to turn it over to you first.
Thank you, Mayor. Tonight's a really, really nice night. I want to recognize our Chief of the Fire Department, Phil Nicoletti. I'll read the proclamation first. Whereas Phil Nicoletti, a Nutley resident for many years, is married to Anne Marie, and together they have three children, Jenna, Thomas, and Daniel. And whereas joined the Nutley Fire Department as a volunteer fireman in 1980. And whereas in 1991 became an assistant chief of Hose 1, completing many courses, including Firefighter 1, 2, and 3 Emergency Response Awareness Level 1 Operational Instructor Course for Live Burn Certification, General Safety, and Smokehouse. And whereas in addition to his duties as Assistant Chief, Phil became an active member of the Nutley Hazmat Team, taking many courses involved in hazmat training and procedures. And whereas on March 6, 2010, Phil was promoted to Volunteer Chief of the Nutley Fire Department and proudly remained in this position until retirement on February 1st, 2020. And now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Phil Nicoletti be recognized for his tireless dedication and support of the Nutley Fire Department in all of his roles, especially in his tenure as chief. His service is of great pride to the Township of Nutley. Before I pass this along, because I'm sure all the commissioners would like to say something, I have to say I know Phil and Anne Marie and his kids for a very, very long time growing up across the street from them. And I can remember when Phil first moved to Park Avenue, I think you were doing all the gases at the time when we first met. And even as a young child, I have to tell you, Phil was like this great with all the neighborhood kids, you know. Bright, intelligent, and he was always willing to talk to you about, you know, topics that we had no idea about, you know, what kind of job Phil had. And then he went off to the Board of Education, and we know what a great job he did there. And the most important thing that I like to say tonight about Phil Nicoletti, you know, I look at Phil as part of my family, like I said, growing up across the street all them years, and when Freddie Scolari and John Ryan used to sit on the porch, Phil, I could remember that alarm going off, man, and everybody, you know, running up Park Avenue to that firehouse, right, Emory? And those porch visits were very nice in the 1980s, right? But the most important thing I want to say tonight, Phil, is that, you know, we had your son on the fire department. He did a stellar job, you know. You've been in my life, and most importantly, in your retirement from this position, I want to say the thing that was most important to me, you were always my friend, and I respect you for that. So God bless you. It's well-deserved. Phil is going to stick around the fire department, you know, as a volunteer. We're hoping, right, Phil? And Yeah, at a lesser capacity, exactly. But what he's done for the town is really stellar, and it's been a pleasure to work with you and also grow up in your neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Well, we're gonna
do some pictures.
We're gonna probably all say something nice about Phil, so you wait, Amory. Phil, congratulations, and you know, all your hard work, you know, on the Board of Education as a volunteer chief. Really appreciate everything you did for Nutley, and I think that's the bottom line. We know that Phil Nicoletti loved Nutley, and we wish you health and good luck in your retirement, and thank you for all your service to our township. Commissioner?
Yes. Phil, the mayor said it aptly, and it's hard to follow out because he pretty much said everything the rest of us were going to say about you. But I do want to thank you for your commitment to this township. You are truly a Nutley guy. Thank you for all the hours that you took away from your family to take the courses that you needed to educate yourself to keep the citizens of this township safe. We truly appreciate it. I want to wish you nothing but the best of everything in retirement, and try and relax and enjoy yourself a little bit. All right? God bless you and your family.
So part of the trouble of going last is you get to hear everything, all the nice things that everybody's already said. So first, I'll echo all of it. Phil, what's important to me is that we all understand Nutley. Nutley is about giving. It's about sharing. It's about caring for others. And when you are in a role where you are the chief of the volunteers, right, nothing in my mind manifests that more than in that spirit of service. So I want to thank you for your leadership. I want to thank you for your friendship. I want to thank you for all of those years of service. And I'll echo with all of my commissioners have said is that our truest wishes that you enjoy a very long, happy, and satisfying retirement.
All right, Amory, you ready? Phil, would you like to say a few words?
I
Hal is asking me to say a few words. What I'd really like to say is thank you to everyone. Thank you to the career end of the department for being here. Donnie, you and I go back a long way. You're one of my men at Engine 3. Paul, the shift in the back. I see Teddy Capalbo, another one of my men. I see on the other side the Spagnolas. And thank you all. It wasn't easy, and I don't think it's going to be easy retiring. But if anybody needs any help, I'm there. Thank you all for all your kind words.
Thank you, Phil. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Well, once again, this year I have the pleasure of sponsoring and introducing the resolution on behalf of the Board of Commissioners to our dignitaries for this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade. For those of you who attended the Grand Marshal Dinner on February 8th at the Brownstone, once again, it was an outstanding event. I believe it was sold out again. It was standing room only. And before I read this, I just want to congratulate the President of the Nutley Irish, Tom McHenry, the Vice President, Karen O'Connor, if she's here, all of the other officers, or where she's here, okay, all of our trustees, because once again, you've done an outstanding job in selecting the best of the best. And every year, we pretty much say the same thing. We think we have the best dignitaries ever. Until the next year comes along, and then this group trumps the previous group. So they're all quality groups, but outstanding job, and please continue doing what you do for our township. Whereas on Saturday, March 7, 2020, the Nutley Irish American Association will hold its 42nd annual St. Patrick's Day Parade to celebrate the legend and the spirit of St. Patrick through a fun, good old-fashioned parade and to promote an atmosphere of benevolence, friendship, and community spirit. And whereas the St. Patrick's Day Parade honors the cultural traditions of the Irish, but also the historic American commitment to embrace the multifaceted traditions of all immigrant people who have come to our shores. And whereas the Nutley Irish American Association celebrated its annual St. Patrick's Day Parade Grand Marshal Dinner on Saturday, February 8, 2020 at the Brownstone in Patterson. And whereas this year's Grand Marshal is the outstanding and exemplary former Chief Judge in the Township of Belleville, my good friend Karen Smith, our Deputy Grand Marshal, another great friend, Brian Blum, our Parade Queen, Erin Baker, our Member of the Year, Dan Kane, and our own Police Officer of the Year, Bob McDermott. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey join with the citizens of Nutley to salute and congratulate the Grand Marshal and all of the other dignitaries as they are all honored here this evening. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner, go ahead. You went last.
I'll let you start this time.
I just want to offer my congratulations to everyone. I'm looking forward to the parade. I'll echo Mauro's comments about it's a great cast of leadership, leaders and honorees this year. So congratulations again to the Nutley Irish for all that you do and to all of the honorees.
Commissioner?
I just like to say that the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the dinners, it's unbelievable how much fun I always have at them. I'm thinking I'm going to have to start bringing my wife to them so I stay married after them. But you guys do an unbelievable job. It's always so much fun. Everybody that's receiving, you know, an award, it's always well-deserved. You guys pick out the best people, really. And I'm just happy to be up here and happy to be part of it, to recognize you guys. Great job. God bless you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Honorees, Judge Smith, Brian, Erin, Erin's mom and I went from Lincoln School all the way through school together, and Dan and Bob, congratulations. Look forward to the parade and the good job that the Nutley Irish do with the parade in a couple weeks, and I'm sure we'll have a good time. We'll have good weather. Hopefully it doesn't snow like last year. So hopefully everything's in good shape. So congratulations to all, and let's look forward to a great parade. Anybody want to come up and say a couple words before we take a picture?
Judge, would you like to start it off?
Tom's coming.
Oh, Tom's coming. Sorry, Mr. President.
Didn't know the Irish. I'm just here to say thank you, gentlemen, for the outstanding support you give us every year. We've been doing this 42 years. We must be doing something right. We represent NOE throughout the whole state. We're at parades every weekend, at dinners every weekend. And people really come up to us and say what a beautiful town it is. And that wouldn't be if it wasn't for you, you know, the commissioners right here. And the thing is about the NOE St. Patrick's Day, it's a family event. Other places where you go, and I'm not putting them down, is a big party. We start out with our mass, which you're invited, 10 o'clock St. Mary's, the day of the parade. It's a beautiful mass. That's how we started that. The after festivities is great, too. But like I said, we represent the town of Nutley. And you are our leaders, and we really appreciate it, because other towns aren't like this. They don't get the support like we do. And I really want to thank you very much for everything you do for us. Thank you. And I'm going to introduce our Grand Marshal, Honorable Karen Smith.
I'd like to thank you all very much, and I'd like to speak on behalf of all the dignitaries, since only one of us flipped the coin. And in case you were wondering, you should have seen the Englishman. We are truly grateful for the opportunity and for all you do to make the parade a success. Years as a spectator, I got to see your law enforcement, wonderful people, your sanitation groups, everybody that supported the parade. But this year, I got to see all the other things that you commissioners have done. Most importantly, your participation, your showing up and your being there, and all your well wishes. So we really want to thank you for all you do, and I'm sure you already know, but this is a really important occasion. I thought it was a big deal when I retired, and I could say how honored I was to have served Belleville and Nutley for so many decades. But I gotta tell you, this is a whole different honor, because on behalf of all the dignitaries, we get to include our extended families. And it's very important that we get to celebrate and honor our treasured heritage. I'm first generation. My dad was born in Ireland. So we really do make a big deal of it. And in my family, they'll all be showing up here in Nutley and marching from age 1 to 90. And in case it was a question, I'm not the 90-year-old one. But my entire family will be here. We thank you for your support, and I know all the dignitaries thank you for the support you've given as well. And we'll see you all there. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Would all the dignitaries please come forward for a photo? Thank you.
Give you guys a couple seconds to clear out, unless you want to stay and observe. Yeah, they're gonna go.
Yeah. Off to school. Tony Alvarez.
I had.
All right, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Would you like to continue with the minutes, or?
Minutes.
We have regular meeting minutes for January 14th of 2020.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Executive session minutes for January 2nd, 2020, sessions 1 and 2. January 14th of 2020, sessions 1 and 2, and February 4th, 2020, sessions 1 and 2.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Correspondence.
Thank you. Communications. Sanford Pritel for Commissioner has submitted an application for a social affair permit for a political fundraiser event to be held on Saturday, March 15th. From 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Nutley. The Nutley High School Hockey Booster Club has submitted an event application for their Father's Day fair to be held on Sunday, June 21st, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Franklin Avenue between Center Street and Chestnut Street. The Nutley Family Service Bureau has submitted an application for a social affair permit for the Night at the Races event to be held on Saturday, April 18th, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Starlight Dance Center. The Irish American Alliance has submitted an application for a social affair permit for their St. Patrick's Day Parade after party to be held on Saturday, March 7th from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 44 Park Avenue. The Nutley Belleville Columbus Day and Italian Heritage Month Parade Committee has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle on Sunday, March 29th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 44 Park Avenue. And the Nutley High School PTO has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold a raffle on Sunday, April 26th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at St. Mary's Church. And that's it for communications.
Do you need a vote?
I need a motion.
Motion on all six.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's
Let's move to reports. Commissioner Tucci?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I have a shade tree report for the month of January 2020 for the Department of Parks and Public Property.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, I have a
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans?
Yes, I have a code enforcement monthly report for January for the code enforcement department as part of revenue and finance.
Thank you, Commissioner. Bills, Madam Clerk?
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for February 18, 2020. Public Affairs, $105,564.55. Revenue and Finance, $2,695,590.44. Public Safety, $169,963.38. Public Works, $108,441.37. Parks and Public Property, $298,770.32. Water Utility, $23,254.28. For a total of $3,401,584.34. Payroll for February 7th, 2020 is $825,187.70. Total payroll is $871,763.96 for a grand total of $4,273,348.30.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
Public comment on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interest of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Come on up. You have to come to the microphone.
I've never done this before, so I don't know if I'm supposed to be up here now or not.
Is it on an agenda item on our agenda?
No.
Okay. There'll be time at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Seeing none, let's move to Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioners?
Just one quick one. March 27th, the DMV mobile unit will be back down on Park Avenue. And again, they'll be there for license renewal, car inspections, license plate redemptions, including the new required license, the validated federal license. They'll be able to do that as well. So they'll be there from 10 to 2, back on Park Avenue. And we'll say more about it as it gets closer, but it's just an early reminder.
Commissioner?
I just wanted to recognize, I'm sure you guys would like to jump in and maybe have a moment of silence, for our good friend in Belleville, Kevin Kennedy, passed away last week, unfortunately, kind of suddenly, too. Kevin was a councilman in Belleville for a bunch of years, right, Maura? And I have to tell you.
Many years on and off.
20.
Yeah. 20.
And you never had to guess where Kevin was because how he felt, he was sure to tell everybody. But with that being said, what a wonderful man. I got to know him on a personal basis, and as rough as he was on the inside, he was so soft on the inside and really, really, really cared about the township of Belleville. And I have to say, Belleville was lucky to have him all those years. So I know, Maura, you worked with him. Before we have a moment of silence for him, if you'd like to say a few words.
Yeah, Kevin was quite the character. He was very animated. But as Al said, he had a heart of gold. He would go out of his way to help you. And he did many things, gave out turkeys.
Yes.
At Thanksgiving, made sure children always had a Christmas present under their tree if there was a needy family in the township or surrounding townships. I'm sure over the years he also helped people here in Nutley. Kevin was always there. As Al said, it was a very sudden, unexpected death, but he will be missed. I'm sure he's up there looking down on all of us and wishing us all well, and in his own way, still helping everyone.
Yes. Well said.
Some silence.
Thank you.
Commissioner Petracco, ordinance introductions.
Yes, I have ordinance number 3438, an ordinance to amend ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add the location set forth thereon. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with notice required by law and the further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading. It looks like March
17th.
March 17th. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I have ordinance number 3439, ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 349, entitled Flood Damage Prevention. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun, together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at a second reading on March 17, 2020. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Let's move to resolutions. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Whereas Township of Nutley has a need to acquire specialized professional services as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to the provision of NJSA 19:44A-20.5, and whereas the Township of Nutley, through the Department of Parks and Public Property, has a need to acquire specialized professional services for preliminary assessment of the Mural Park, and whereas the anticipated term of this contract is for 12 months from the date of contract award, and whereas Viridian Environmental Consultants, P.O. Box 3009, Upper Montclair, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal indicating they will provide such services for a sum not to exceed $12,000, and whereas Viridian Environmental Consultants has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that said corporation has not made any reportable contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit Viridian Environmental Consultants from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, and whereas funds are available from account G-04-154-403 in the amount of $12,000 and be certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley and County of Essex, State of New Jersey, enter into a contract with Viridian Environmental Consultants as described herein, and be it further resolved that the business disclosure entity certification and the determination of value will be placed on file with this resolution, and be it further resolved that a notice of this action shall be printed once in the Nutley Sun in accordance with local public contracts law. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Public Safety has a need to acquire the services of Labor Council as an unfair and open contract pursuant to provisions NJSA 1944A-20.5, and whereas the Director of Public Safety has determined and certified in writing that the value of the acquisition will exceed $17,500, and whereas the anticipated term of this contract is January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020, and may be extended as approved by the governing body, whereas the law offices of Sorensky and Hollenbach, LLC, 1100 Valley Brook Avenue, Lyndhurst, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal indicating they provided labor counsel at the rate of $150 per hour, and whereas the firm of Sorensky Hollenbach has completed a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that the firm has not made any reportable contributions to political candidates committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year, and that the contract will prohibit the firm of Sorensky Hollenbach from making any reportable contributions through the term of the contract, and whereas funds are available from account 0-01-012-205 not to exceed $50,000 will be appropriated in 2020 budget and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, said certification being and attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley authorizes a contract with the firm Sorensky Hollenbach as described hereon, and be further resolved by the business that the business disclosure entity certification and the determination of value be placed on file with this resolution. Be further resolved that the notice of this action shall be printed in the Nutley Sun in accordance with the local public contract law. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley determined that property described on Schedule A, attached hereto and incorporated hereon, has been abandoned by its owners and titled as junk, cleared through the Division of Motor Vehicle, and whereas the towing contract between the Township of Nutley and Nicoletti Towing authorizes sale of abandoned vehicles left on their premises by the owners, and whereas the Township of Nutley intends to utilize the facilities of Nicoletti Towing, 177 Passaic Avenue, Belleville, New Jersey, for the auction on Tuesday, March 10, 2020 at 10 a.m., and whereas the sales are being conducted pursuant to Division of Motor Vehicle, NJSA 39-10A-1 through 39-10A-7 laws, and now therefore it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township is hereby authorized to sell abandoned personal properties, vehicles, as indicated in the Schedule A, at a live auction. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township has determined that property described on Schedule A, attached hereto, incorporated hereon, and has abandoned by its owners as title is junk, cleared through the Division of Motor Vehicle, and whereas the towing contract between Township of Nutley Twin Towing authorizes sale of abandoned vehicles left on their premises by the owners, whereas the Township of Nutley intends to utilize the facilities of Twin Towing, 35 Mill Street, Belleville, New Jersey, for auction on Tuesday, March 10, 2020 at 2 p.m., whereas the sales are being conducted pursuant to Division of Motor Vehicle and JSA 3910A through 3910A-7 laws, and now therefore it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township is hereby authorized to sell abandoned personal property vehicles as indicated in Schedule A at a live auction. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations: Nutley Belleville Columbus Day Parade Committee, license number 920 on-premise merchandise raffle, and license number 1020 on-premise 50-50 cash raffle to be held Friday, March 29, 2020. Nutley Music Booster Association's license number 1120 on-premise merchandise raffle, license number 1220 on-premise 50-50 cash raffle to be held on Saturday, March 14th. Rotary Club of Nutley, license number 1330 on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, and license number 1420 on-premise merchandise raffle to be held on Saturday, April 4, 2020. PTO of Nutley High School, license number 1520 on-premise merchandise raffle, license number 1620 50-50 cash raffle, and license number 1720 bingo, all to be held on Sunday, April 26, 2020. Nutley Family Service Bureau, license number 1820 on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, license number 1920 on-premise merchandise raffle, and license number 2020, Night at the Races, all to be held on Saturday, April 18, 2020. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain the services of a consultant who specializes in matters related to government relations and support primarily related to ongoing redevelopments of the Hoffman LaRoche site as a non-fair and non-open contract pursuant to NJSA 19:44A-20.5, and whereas the Board of Commissioners has determined that Mercury, LLC, located at 1 Elm Street, Suite 2, Westfield, New Jersey, is best suited to provide these services to the Township of Nutley. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the mayor is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Mercury, LLC, as a professional service. Be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution, as well as the contract, shall be placed on file with the clerk of the Township of Nutley and notice in accordance with the local public contracts law of New Jersey in the form attached hereto shall be published in the Nutley Sun. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with provisions of RS 40A 4-59, the following transfers of 2019 appropriation reserves, being the same, are hereby authorized and approved. From water operation salary and wage, $17,000. Water operation other expenses, $2,000. Water operation salary and wage, $45,000. Water operations other expenses, $15,000. North Jersey Water, $3,000. City of Newark, $6,000. PERS, $3,000. Social Security, $5,000. To Passaic Valley Water, $96,000. And from road repair salary and wage, $25,000. Road repair other expenses, $50,000. Street lighting, $50,000. Unemployment insurance, $75,000. Parking lot other expenses, $200,000, for a total amount of $296,000. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Resolution number 5120, a resolution supporting a preliminary preferred alternative for the replacement of the Bergen County, Essex County, Kingsland Avenue, DeJessa Memorial Bridge over the Passaic River, improvements to the approach roadways and intersections in the township of Lyndhurst and township of Nutley, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer, the majority of the membership of the Board, shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Pull that closer.
Good evening. Suzanne Beadle, 571 Passaic Avenue. I'm here this evening on behalf of the Nutley Community Preservation Partnership. I was their former past president. We were active in the community for a number of years with the idea that we had volunteers advocating for the preservation of the historic properties in town. The passage of the Community Historic Preservation Act and contributing volunteer time in beautification projects such as the planters downtown. We also did the plantings at Lambert Square. And although we are no longer active, we have one last gesture that we'd like to have with the township before we formally dissolve the organization. And that is regarding Lambert Square. Lambert Square is dedicated to William A. Lambert, who was the architect and builder who built over 500 houses in this township. And Nutley looks like Nutley because of William A. Lambert. And we've spent a lot of time and effort building his legacy. And one way that we can continue the legacy is to dedicate Lambert Square in his name. And we hope that the township and the mayor and the Board of Commissioners will join us on April 25th at Lambert Square for a dedication and at the Nutley Museum for a talk and a reception. But we also would like the mayor and the Board of Commissioners to declare April 25th, 2020, as Lambert Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. I think we all recognize the importance of William Lambert to the planning of Nutley, the architecture of Nutley. Probably, taking advantage of the rail yard into the city and marketing the town, he's probably had the single biggest influence on what we became from the early 1900s to today. So we'll take your recommendation and we'll talk about it among the board. And we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for your work through the years. Just state your name, too, and your address.
Yep. Sorry. I never used this. Sorry.
Can you?
There you go.
I'm Julie Sidwell. I live at 219 Woodford Avenue. I wanted to talk to everybody about the, I'm probably not pronouncing it properly, but the Frank Cacciolia Playground.
Cacciola.
Yeah. The new green, we call it the green playground, me and my kids.
The playground off of Center Street? Is that the one you're talking about?
Right by the diner, the big one that was just renovated last year, or built last year. It's a really nice playground. We were excited when it opened. I have been thinking for months and months I want to get here and talk to somebody because I think that there is an accident waiting to happen there. There's a serious issue. If you look at the there's two main structures at the playground. There's a smaller one and there's a larger one. And the larger one is pretty high off of the ground. And on both sides, there are two pretty steep slides that come down. Right behind those slides, if the slide comes here, I'm telling you no further than where I stand right here is an 8-foot drop with nothing to block anybody from falling. And when kids go up there, it doesn't matter what the age requirement is. It might say to 5 to 12-year-olds, but God knows every time I've been on there, there are 3-year-olds. And I know that the little kids from the community school right here go down to the playground during the day. And I don't know what an 8-foot drop could do to somebody, but I'm pretty sure if they fell the wrong way, they could seriously have some brain trauma. And it's scary. I got some pictures. I wanted to show them to you, if that's okay. So
Commissioner Cattucci can address this, but that's a county park. It's not
I know it is. I know it is.
Commissioner?
Yes. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Even though it is a county park, we will be in touch with the county parks department, and we will advise them, and if need be, we will deliver these photos to them, because the last thing in the world that any of us want, all right, is for a child or anyone to get hurt there.
She's got it in the microphone so we can hear it. I'm sorry. Only because we can't hear you. When I think about the kids, like as a parent, I have to be right, I'm like right there waiting for the kids to turn around and make a wrong move. But when I think about the little kids coming from the community school, there's maybe one or two teachers there watching those kids. Maybe there's three teachers. It's not enough to man all of them. So I just want to show you guys. I took pictures of both sides.
Can you give those to the clerk and then she?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I just want to show you. This one goes to this side and the other one goes to the other side. And just make sure you're looking on the right way up.
Give it to Commissioner Tucci.
It's right, you know, it's right there. And, you know, kids get up there and they're, whether they're pushing, playing, not paying attention, they're kids. Something is going to happen. And I'm concerned because I know it's a county park and I don't know, you know, how that goes and I don't know how to get involved with anything like that. But what I'm hoping is that it doesn't become a big runaround where we can't solve the problem. It's something needs to be replaced.
I'm sure Commissioner Tucci will... We'll take care of it with the county.
Thank you.
And typically the county does in fact respond to us very well. We have a good working relationship with them. I'm sure it's something that for whatever reason they're not aware of. All right, but we will bring it to their attention. Frank DeMeo, who's sitting in the front pew here this evening, and I will be there tomorrow morning to go take another look first. Okay. And all right, so we can speak from a position of authority. And thank you for the pictures.
My pleasure.
And we will send them on to them.
Great. When could I, you know, just sort of, would I come back to another meeting or just?
If you just give your information to Frank, we'll be happy to keep you in the loop. You're always welcome to come back to a meeting.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none, Commissioner Petracco.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is 8:41.
Good night, everybody.